All right, so let's get this, while the oxygen supply still remains in the room, let us get this committee started. I commend all of you for sitting here with no respiratory devices. We are going to get today's hearing started as a subcommittee. At a later time, we'll establish a quorum and vote on any matters heard up to that point. We are pleased to welcome Assemblyman Chavez for item number one, AB 153. Thank you, Senator Wynn. You may not want to come back here with the air such as it is. Afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Hey, Pete. Yes, members, the Supreme Court found that the Federal Stolen Valor Act of 2005 unconstitutional, requiring the federal government to pass a new act in 2013. AB 153 updates the California Stolen Valor Act to conform to the 2013 Federal Stolen Valor Act. The federal conformity changes current state law by adding a list of misdemeanors such as forging documents, wearing uniforms or military decorations, knowingly use false military identifications or personations for purpose of promoting a business, charity, or endeavor, for the purpose of obtaining money, property, or receiving tangible benefits. With me today is Pete Connaughey, sponsor of the bill, who will also help answer any questions. And I'm ready to have any discussion on the Stolen Valor Act.
Thank you, Assemblyman Chavez. So welcome, Mr. Connaughey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Every day, if you're on Facebook, there are three or four websites that regularly show people who are using stolen valor. And some of them are so ridiculous to be unbelievable, but everybody keeps doing it, more so than was ever done before. This bill conforms to federal law at the state level and has been adopted in approximately 30 other states. Just the other day, Tennessee adopted this bill. So it's been through this committee once before, and so we hope it is successful this time. But stolen valor is really, really offensive to veterans and people in the military, and that's why we brought this bill forward. Today I'm representing, at this bill, I'm representing the American GI Forum and AMVETS, County Veterans Service Organization, and the California State Commanders Council, and the Vietnam, no, and that's it for this bill.
Are there any witnesses in support of the bill?
Yes, yes, Mr. Chair, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Don Harper, and I'm the chair of the Legislation Committee for the American Legion in California. We have over 100,000 members in California, and we strongly recommend an eye on this piece of legislation. It's important that we keep the credibility up for our veterans, and please vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colonel Lorna Grease, representing Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters. We represent 41 chapters from the Oregon border to San Diego, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Dean Gotham. I'm the first vice president of the California State Council of Vietnam Veterans of America. We strongly support this bill. I want to emphasize that veterans know who the real heroes are.
Thank you.
Chair Newman, members of the committee, Chuck Helgut, representing the California Association of Veterans Service Agencies, in support of the bill.
Thank you, sir. Any witnesses here in opposition to the bill today? Seeing none. I want to thank you for bringing the bill, an interesting intersection of the First Amendment and everybody else's sense of decorum and integrity. My understanding is that this most recent copy has addressed those issues that are problematic as they relate to First Amendment expression as distinct from fraud and other things. And so I want to thank you. Give a chance to anybody else in the committee. Got a motion to move the bill. We are still working as a subcommittee, so we've got a recommendation to pass. I'd be very surprised if you have any other result. We'll let you know, and we'll establish a quorum as soon as possible. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Would you like to go to 671?
I absolutely would, sir.
I'd like to now present AB 671, the Veterans Memorial Districts. In the state of California, there are 27 Veterans Memorial Districts, and they focus on the diversity of veterans' needs and unique committees. However, they are limited in the utility of their districts to construction and maintenance of veteran halls, memorials, and similar structures. While these functions are quite important, the underlying motive behind these districts and the needs of current veterans could be expanded by a wider scope of permitted uses and activities. AB 671 does not change the way memorial districts are funded. It doesn't raise taxes or change their procedures. It simply expands what they're allowed to spend their money on in order to best help our veterans and their families thrive. With me today is Chuck Helgett with the California Association of Veterans Service Agencies, the sponsor of the bill, to answer any additional questions you may have.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Chuck Helgett, representing the California Association of Veterans Service Agencies, and we want to thank Assemblymember Chavez for authoring this bill, and we're also proud to sponsor this important veteran services legislation. Veterans often suffer from conditions that make it difficult to find and maintain gainful employment, pay for housing, and along with the high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, the VA has found that approximately 55% of homeless veterans suffer from mental health issues, 70% affected by substance abuse issues. And I know this committee is well aware of those statistics, so I won't bore down into them any further. But I would add that in 2015, this legislature passed the Proposition 41, the Veterans Housing and Homeless Prevention Program. And that measure allocated $600 million for housing, but unfortunately allocated nothing for veteran services. To this day, we get most of our funding and veteran services from the federal government. So AB 671 will help fill that gap between housing and supportive services with an option to expand the list of authorized district expenditures to include veteran supportive services. This bill, as Assemblymember Chavez said, is discretionary and does not expand any other powers of the memorial districts, and we urge your support.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and actually establish a quorum. Welcome, Senator Welk. Madam Secretary, if you mind calling the roll.
Newman.
Here.
Nielsen. Dodd.
Here.
Wiso.
Here.
Wynn. Roth. Wilk.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. So any testimony in support of the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, Don Harper with American Legion. We think this is a great bill. Please vote aye on this. Thank you.
Lorna Grease with Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters. We support this bill.
Dean Gotham, California State Council, Vietnam Veterans of America. We also support this bill.
Thank you.
Pete Conaty, representing the California State Commanders Veterans Council, the County Veterans Service Officers, and AMVETS, and we strongly support this bill. Veterans Memorial Districts are a very underutilized group of memorial districts that we need to get more out of them and allow them to do what they were created to do.
Thank you, sir. Any testimony in opposition to the bill today? Seeing none. So one quick question. So with respect to the actual funds, what amounts are we talking about for an individual?
Well, some of these veteran memorial districts, when they start putting together, World War II memorials, they're rather substantial in the millions of dollars. What this is allowing them to do is to go into areas which they weren't allowed to go before. I was talking about healthcare issues or transitional issues or education issues, whatever the community would support. But these organizations have put memorial things together. They're pretty substantial.
No, I appreciate that. So are we talking about in one, you know, single VMD, are we talking about on any given year, are we talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars more?
Pete Connaughey, yeah. I've got a little history. They receive a very small fraction on the county property tax bill. They're one of the lists of things that you put on a county tax bill. But most of them do not receive that much funding, so they're always struggling. And this bill doesn't change the amount of funding. That can be done by the Memorial District Board if they put it before the voters.
Appreciate that. All it does is kind of change their scope of practice, as it were, to allow for services.
They can go and raise money and do things.
Okay.
I don't know, Chuck Helgett with CAVSA again. When we talk about millions of dollars, as I think Wade and I have talked about this on occasion, there are some veteran memorial districts that are fairly substantial that would be able to raise additional money. But I think we just don't know at this point. It'll give us an opportunity as veteran service agencies to go out and urge local governments to form these districts. And so the potential is there to generate some significant resources. But right now, I think it's minimal.
Yes. So the expectation is this creates another tool to get at providing services to vets in particular communities where they're needed.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Okay. Yes, sir.
So I had a similar line of questioning because I think it's important to know where these funds come from and to know what they were originally. I mean, they're originally set up to fund facilities. So let's say you create a memorial district and now you're saying it comes from, it's not an additional assessment on the county tax bill. It comes from property tax, you're saying?
We're not going to raise any more money. This doesn't increase any more
money. What's the source of funds right now? Where is it coming from? This money, where is it coming from?
For VMDs generally, not for any particular purpose, right?
Right now, as Mr. Connie alluded to, it's on your property tax, a very small element coming from it. But by forming these districts.
So let's say if I live, I own property somewhere within the district.
Okay.
And I get a tax bill from the county. My tax bill will show a line item that says, let's say 30 cents is what I pay or whatever, okay. $2, $5, $100, doesn't matter. Whatever the assessment is, that appears on my bill as a deduction from the regular bill or is an, do counties vote to charge me additional money or do they deduct this from the regular county bill as in like a...
When you look at your property tax bill, and you'll notice that there's like a lot of these little fees and things are in there.
Yeah.
If there was a district formed within your district, then there would be a line item on how much you're going to be receiving. With this bill, doesn't increase that amount. Your example, 30 cents, $5.
No, I understand that.
It doesn't increase amount, but it gives the authority of the district.
I understand what it does.
Okay.
I'm just asking basically the source of funds. So the county votes to establish the boundaries of where the funding comes from. They select the property owners. Are they countywide or is it within a certain part of the county?
So normally in a certain part of the county.
Okay.
Like a school district or
like a maintenance assessment district. A maintenance assessment. Okay. So it's a maintenance assessment district, but it doesn't necessarily assess an additional fee. You're saying it's deducted from the regular county fee or is it an additional fee?
They would vote your district. If they formed the district would have to go out for a vote on this.
Right. So like a maintenance assessment district, they would go out for a vote, they would agree to assess themselves, and they decide what they want to use it for. And right now, state law governs what the fees can be used for. So if we here in the legislature voted to change, reprogram what the money can be used for, do they have to go out there and re-vote in terms of go to their constituents and say, now your fees will be eligible to be under state law, will be used for services? Is that something that will be required of them, re-voting this? Or will the state law trump an election that they already have for a maintenance assessment district and say, now you can use it for services?
Because my understanding when you're doing this is that it would not require another vote to use the small amount of money that was coming in. That's all this bill does. It gives the authority of this district that's been established to receive other funds, donation funds, whatever, and take on other obligations or requirements to take care of veterans. So you already have a structure there, this maintenance district, to do what it was assigned for. It just gives a greater authority.
Okay, so what you're saying is that money will be continue to be purposed for
whatever
maintenance and construction, but under the umbrella of the organization, they could accept outside money to provide services?
Yes.
That's all that we're voting on today?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
And my understanding from staff is that there would be no requirement to revote for new funds coming in. It would be required to repurpose existing funds, but new funds under an expanded.
So you have a fiscal agent or an organization that has probably a legal structure that manages the fund and a board that votes, and if people want to donate to that existing organization for the purpose of providing services, now they're empowered by the state to accept that money and to provide their services. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And so just for kind of the edification of everybody here, the governing basis of the VMDs themselves is that is there a template that's consistent across all? I mean, I assume there's some kind of a board. And is it standard across all 27? Or
I don't know that one. I don't know that answer.
But generally speaking, it's who comprises the board for a veteran memorial district?
I believe that they're appointed typically from the Board of Supervisors when they form the district.
You're probably a 5 to 7, yeah.
Okay, appreciate that.
Because when I read the language, it says that this bill authorizes a memorial Veterans Memorial District to provide funding to providers of supported services that improve the quality of life for veterans and their families, and permits use of existing bond monies for these services only if the voters agree to repurpose them. So that's contrary to what you're representing.
Senator Whitaker, I think that's just a different way of stating what staff advised me, which is for money's already in place, you'd have to revote that. For new monies, they would have purview to spend them under this change.
But new monies being the monies collected by the assessment district?
Monies collected after the date of the passage of this legislation.
Because is there a differentiation in the bill that says that still continues to provide some protection for the maintenance of district funds that they voted on? And I don't know that we can legally come in and tell them, you voted on this to provide facilities and maintenance to those facilities, but now we can change your vote and the repurpose.
But I don't think that's. I think the purpose here is to give them the option of extending their services.
I'm just trying to understand
right.
where it says.
But
that
actually, in the back, if I could read you, actually what it says is, this is paragraph C, sub bold paragraph 2. A district may not use existing bond monies for the purposes described in paragraph 1, which is talking about these new supportive services, unless either of the following circumstances apply. The voters agree to restructure existing bond monies to authorize the district additionally uses monies for the purpose described in paragraph 1.
Okay, so that requires a public vote. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Senator Dunn, I think you had a question?
No, I'm ready to move approval.
You want to move the bill? So we have a motion to move the bill. We do have a quorum. Senator Wilk, anything?
Good.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Very good.
Thank you. AB 671, do pass. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Waiso?
Aye.
Waiso, aye. Wynn? Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 4-0. Do you want to hold that open?
Let's hold that open, but that will pass out. Thank you, Assemblyman Chavez.
Thank you very
much.
Discussion.
Thank you.
Motion and vote up is 153.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? Assemblyman Chavez, we're going to open the roll and vote on your original bill, 153, before you leave. Madam Secretary, if you wouldn't mind, for AB 153.
AB 153, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Waiso?
Aye.
Waiso, aye. Wynn? Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Senator Nielsen, we're voting on AB 153.
Stolen valor bill, sir.
So Newman, aye. That's 5-0.
All right, thank you, sir. We're going to keep the roll open. I know we have a couple of members who will be joining us. But that will pass out.
Is that appropriate?
Happy to do that at that time if we'd like to do it. Why don't we vote on the consent calendar at this time? If it seems we have a motion, Madam Secretary, if you wouldn't mind calling the roll.
Yes, sir. AB 172, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. And AB 1057, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye. Wynn? Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 5-0. Hold that open.
Very good.
So we don't have an Adrian is in the audience to present.
Oh, she is here?
I was told yes.
Do you not see Assemblywoman Eggman? Oh, my goodness. These are not very good glasses. Assemblywoman Eggman, it's nice to see you, to actually see you. So welcome. You're here to present on AB 331. Good to have you. I'm sorry not to see you, especially in that very nice blazer. Yeah, I don't know. My eyes are going fast. Fast.
Good thing your mind is intact.
Well, we're not so sure about that. We only So welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is a small bill, AB 331. It's a small bill, but I think whenever we're talking about equity and justice and the protection of people, there can never be a population too small that we don't try to look out for them. This has to do with people who are getting out of the military. For those of us who are veterans, you get out of the military, you get a DD-214, state your name, rank, and all of those things. It is not required, but a veteran can take their DD-214 to the county to have it recorded in the with the county registrar. But that is a public document, and we found out through people coming to us that if somebody becomes a transgender after they're out of service, somebody can still go get that public DD-214 that has a previous sex assigned to it. All this bill does is to say that they will now devise a non-public place to keep DD-214s. So if somebody does want to do a change, that someone wouldn't have access to their old DD-214. So going forward, that's where those would go. And as long as it was recorded on or after January 1st, 1980, when records began to go digital, a veteran could now request their DD-214 to be put in a non-public place.
Thank you. Anybody here today to testify on behalf of the bill?
Pete Conaty, representing the County Veterans Service Officers, and we do not have a letter on this, but we fully support the bill. This is an area that, for background purposes, at one time, all the services recommended that DD-214s be registered with your county clerk. And then we had identity theft, and your Social Security number is on it. So we passed a lot of laws to make them more confidential. So we support this legislation.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in support? Is anybody here today in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, would you? I've got a motion to move the bill. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 331, do pass, but first refer to Judiciary. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso. Wynn. Roth. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 4-0.
So hold that open. We will hold that open, but you have four votes, and it will be moving on.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we have for AB 961, welcome to Assemblywoman Sharon Cook Silva. Nice to have you.
Here.
I'm sure she's here. I recognize her from this distance. So, welcome, ma'am.
Kind of a muted blouse, though.
Not nearly as sartorially bold. You are absolutely right, but still tasteful.
That's right. Good afternoon, members and Mr. Chair. First, I'd like to thank the committee staff for their work on this bill. We appreciate that. AB 961 responds to issues raised in the 2014 state audit of the DVBE targeted procurement program. Among other concerns, the audit found that current tracking and reporting of promotional activities were insufficient and that departments failed to maintain appropriate record-keeping protocols on contracts involving DVBEs. And as we know, one of our goals with the DVBEs is to make sure that we are promoting them to the fullest. So understanding how we're keeping records is very important to understanding if we are indeed promoting them. So as this committee is aware, prior legislation that was proposed to address the full range of audit issues have been held in the Appropriations Committee. And so with this, we would like our DVB contractors to have a more limited approach to get some of the necessary improvements on the books. We do not, do I have our witnesses here today?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, they were not able to make it. And I think that's it. Staff.
Just staff here for additional comments. So I see Mr. Connolly in support, I'm assuming.
This is another one that I haven't got a letter in on. I'm only watching about 100 bills. But we fully support the DVBE program has a lot of problems and issues, and they need to be addressed. And so we support these efforts to bring more accountability to the program. And we will be sending a letter. Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else here in support of the bill? Is anybody here in opposition to the bill? I will say very quickly, based on experience, that this is an important issue. This is probably a first step in my estimation. There is clearly a problem in a state with as many veterans as California, close to 1.8 million, and as few certified DVBEs at the moment. So it's something that we need to work on, particularly given the incentives for set-asides. But this is a good start, and I have a motion to move the bill. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 961, do pass, but we refer to appropriations. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn? Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 4-0.
We've got four votes. It will be moving out. Let's hold that open for folks to come back and vote. But thank you very much.
Thank you, members. It's a pleasure at coming to the Senate side.
It is our pleasure to host you in a room that's starting to smell a little bit better. I don't know if you noticed the refrigeratory smell that greeted you.
Yeah.
Are we just used to it now?
No.
And we're told that it was a fellow senator's refrigerator.
Yeah.
So AB 1235, Assemblywoman Irwin is here. Welcome, ma'am. Maybe we're just getting used to it because it is.
No, I think we're just getting used to it.
You're probably right. This and that's what happens right before you pass out.
The smell is so awful. Mr. Chair and committee members, earlier this year, the LAO and Little Hoover Commission released reports that highlighted the gaps in veteran services. These reports demonstrated that existing resources have not been optimized to best serve the changing needs of veterans. AB 1275 adopts a recommendation from the Little Hoover report and that would require CalVet to track veterans' outcomes and project the future needs of veterans. This bill is a necessary step to ensure that our veterans are connected with the resources they need most. With me here today is Carol Delia, speaking on behalf of the Little Hoover Commission.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair and committee members. My name is Carol Delia, and I am representing Little Hoover Commission. It was in late 2015 that Assemblymember Irwin asked the commission to take a look at a variety of things within CalVet. We had done work in 2013 on services, and this time we honed in on the Veterans Home Program. We spend approximately $306 million of the CalVet budget on the Homes Program. And that serves approximately 2,600 of our 1.7 million vets. So the commissioners came at this looking from the vantage point of how could we use money to serve more vets? What could we be doing differently? Quite honestly, when you look at the home program, we're spending about $117,000 per vet. And of that's about $71,000 of the general fund. So we spent a lot of money. We also looked at, what are the functions? What are we doing? Who are we serving? And so today I'm going to just hone in on the recommendations that relate to Assemblymember Irwin's AB 1275. And that's the need for more knowledge. Who are we serving? Who are we going to be serving in the future? The veterans population is changing.
The older veterans from Korean War, World War II are moving on, and we now have the Vietnam generation coming into the homes, but later we're going to have a different population. There are more ethnicities, women, different service records. An average World War II vet saw 45 days of combat. Now they see 1,000 days of combat. So they have different needs. So this bill would simply look at who is this coming up, what are their needs, and tie that into what services are out there. So with that, I'll sum up and answer any questions if you have them, but urge your aye vote.
Do we have any testimony in support of the bill?
Yes, Don Harper again with American Legion. We think there should be a strong tie between CalVet and EDD. So let's get this right this time, and please vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Chuck Helgett with the California Association of Veteran Service Agencies, also in support of the bill. And I would just add quickly, too, on the mental health side, we know that there are supposedly dedicated funds at a local level for mental health services for veterans, but we simply don't know how those resources are being expended. And I think this bill would help go a long ways for us to make a determination how well that money is being spent.
Thank you.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters, and we support this bill.
Pete Conaty, representing the County Veterans Service Officers, California State Commanders Council, and AMVETS today. We're in full support of this bill and like to commend the Little Hoover Commission for all their work they've done on our veterans' homes. Most recently, they held a hearing on Yountville. And so we're looking forward to continuing to work with them on those issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here today to testify in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, open it up to questions first. Mr. Nielsen, anybody? We have a motion. I want to thank you for the bill. You know, there is a question, and I think it's real, about CalVet's purpose and role moving forward in a state with 1.8 million vets and with kind of the limited resources, both by way of funding but also spots in the CalVet mm-hmm. homes. And it's clearly something we are going to have to think through in the future as the demographics and size and distribution of vets changes in the state. But this is a very good start. So I have a motion to move the bill. Please call the roll.
AB 1275, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Waso? Wynn? Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 4-0.
And that will pass out. We'll hold the roll open for our fellow members, but thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I will see you at your committee later.
Yeah, you can come visit me. I do want to, I didn't have an opportunity to say this. I really want to thank the Little Hoover Commission. The report that they did was very thorough, and we have been able to do follow-up legislation on their recommendations. And so they're a great resource and really studied this issue. So I want to thank you for that.
I would like to add my thank you as well. Thank you for coming today, and this is a good start.
By the way, I want you to know that over the decades, I'm one who did pay attention to Hoover reports and did use them.
Thank you.
Duly noted, Senator Nielsen, duly noted. So my understanding is that the last item number 8, has been pulled. We'll hear that at the July 11th hearing. That's Assemblyman Reyes's AB 1365. So at the moment, if you vote on everything, you are free to go, and we'll hold the roll open for other members. No.
Senator Nielsen, I got one bill for you.
So let's open the call for that one bill for Senator Nielsen.
Thank you.
AB 671, do pass. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. So that's 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Still bad. We're used to it. Still bad, huh? Okay, we're totally used to it. I don't even remember what fresh air smells like anymore. So why don't we open the roll for Senator Wynn?
The consent calendar. Both bills are due pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth? So that is a 6-0.
Okay.
Keep it on call.
We'll keep that on call for the time being. Thank you, Senator Wynn.
AB 671, do pass. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth? 6-0. AB 153, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Wynn?
That's right.
AB 153?
Yes, ma'am.
Aye. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Aye. Wynn, aye. And Roth? So that's 6-0. AB 331, do pass, but first we refer to judiciary. Hueso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth? So that's 5-0.
Thank you.
AB 961, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Hueso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth? That's 5-0. AB 1275, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Hueso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth? That's 5-0.
Yeah, so we'll leave everything on call. Thank you, Senator Wynn. And I'm not sure Senator Hueso knows that he's got two on call.
I'm not sure either.
No. Okay. We provide a very personalized voting service here, Senator Roth. Welcome. Sean? Would you mind? We're not sure that Senator Hueso knows. He's still got two bills open.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back. Okay, very good. So why don't we open the
I can call the ones he's voted on.
Yeah.
Consent calendar, do pass, but first refer to appropriations. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. So that's 7-0, or 7-0.
Okay, Senator Hueso is back if you want to do it in order.
AB 671, do pass. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 7-0. AB 153, do pass, but first we refer appropriations. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 7-0. AB 331, do pass, but first we refer to judiciary. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 7-0.
And that bill is out.
AB 961, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 7-0.
And that bill is out as well.
Thank you. AB 1275, do pass, but first refer to appropriations. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 7-0.
And that completes the roll for today. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Item 8 was pulled.
And item 8, I'm sorry, just so you know, AB 3657, that was pulled. We'll see that on July 11th. So thank you. And this concludes today's hearing, and we will see you
thank
in
you.
2 weeks.